We know that times are tough for retail, but high-end fashion designer Kate Sylvester says that's not why she's calling it quits after 31 years, despite speculation in media. She and her life partner and business partner, Wayne Conway, will do something different with their lives. She'll still play a role in the mindful fashion movement, but the woman whose shows were the highlight of fashion weeks over the years is shutting up shop. Kate, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jim.
31 years, that's a lot of collections. Do you know how many collections?
Well, it's ranged from 2 to 4 a year. So I guess at the very least It's definitely, it's at least 4 a year because we have 2 brands. I just can't do maths.
I was up to 60 and now I'm up to about 120
and counting, because we do the little in-season, we do resort collections and high winter collections and things. So, yeah, it's a phenomenal amount of creativity.
What's Kate Sylvester, though, going to do with all that creative fire?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Of course, the first thing is that what we've got to keep in mind is that I've still got a year. We're still trading through for another year. So we had to announce early because we work so far in advance. And so my focus for a year is just, yeah, doing the absolute best I can till the very, very end.
You say that you and your life and business partner, Wayne, have achieved everything you set out to do. If you could add to that script, though, would there be anything?
With what we do, it is 100%. I mean, it consumes our whole lives. And so anyone who's been, you know, working the same job, running a business for 30 years, you start to come up with, there's all these things, oh God, wouldn't it be amazing? Wouldn't imagine doing this? And so we went, okay, this is it. We've done a great job. Now we can move on to all those other things that we've sort of put aside, put by, you know.
31's a big number, but it flies by though, doesn't it? That's the thing.
Yes, it certainly does.
I've been asking around what people think of your clothes, and apart from the design flair, one of our presenters said that the biggest compliment she could pay you was that she'll hand down her favourite Kate Sylvester dress to her daughter.
And that is so, so important to me. There's been a flurry online of everyone's been posting their wedding dresses that they got married in. There's what really matters to me is the fact that we create these clothes that are really important in women's lives. And so even though the brand will, you know, stop in a year, our clothes will be out and about for, you know, generations after now. And that will continue. So for a very long time.
Early on with the label Sister. Those many moons ago when you were starting out, your marketing was via graffiti on walls, wasn't it? That's how you marketed it.
We started off very DIY because basically the first store in Kitchener Street, Wayne completely fitted it out. He even made the tiles that we lay on the floor. He did all the construction. He sliced in artery open with a saw in the middle of it all, and at the same time, like when he cut his artery open, I was sewing the clothes.
And then I thought you were going to say you sewed them up again.
Well, I could have. What was weird, we were in so much shock and I just had so much to do, I just sent him off in the ambulance and carried on sewing.
It was surreal.
But because we just started off, it was just the two of us. We'd just sneak out at night and do the graffiti. So, yeah, it was fun.
What were those slogans you had on your T-shirts in the early days? The daring ones. Can you remember any of them?
Well, there was, you know, you want it. And that was sort of ironic because it took a while to get going. And for a while, it seemed like nobody did want us. and so it was kind of it was in defiance, that T-shirt. But then people loved the T-shirt, and it really kind of gave us momentum, and things started to grow from there, which was really exciting.
There's another slogan from a woman you admire a lot, Mary Quant.
Mm-hmm.
Good taste is death, vulgarity is life. In other words, make your clothes stand out, add the colour, don't worry about what everybody else has been doing.
Well, certainly that's, to me, it's the key thing is finding your own voice and be bold with it. And I guess that's, in a way, it doesn't necessarily have to be a vulgar voice, I'd say. It's more important that it's you have a bold voice. Here today, I'm wearing black, but I'll wear a bright lipstick. If I'm wearing, you know, if you're wearing a really beautiful feminine dress, throw some sneakers on with it. If you're wearing a suit, put heels on with it. It's always fun to kind of flip things. One of my passions is menswear and tailoring, but taking those menswear elements and turning them into women's wear, and taking casual detailing and putting it into a very dressy piece, so that you're always playing with people's expectations, challenging them, giving them a new kind of idea of and that's a huge part of the fun of the creativity of what we do.
You see, all your excitement and all your zest are still obviously there in the way you've come in and you're talking to us this morning. So why close right now? I mean, you considered selling the business if you've, you know, had enough of what you've been doing?
I mean, we've been looking at this. I mean, it's a natural thing for where we're at the time in our lives. And in the end, for me, because it's my name in my clothes, and I am so proud of the integrity of the clothes, the sustainability of the clothes, everything that the brand stands for, and we could not see a way, if we sold the business, that we could ensure that that integrity would be protected. We've been all in for 31 years, now it's time to be out.
It's interesting, because overseas, a designer like you, with your name, might become the grand dame behind the business, bring in a new designer, still be able to look at quality control. And you must have thought about all these things.
Yes, but we're just a different scale in this country. So we're absolutely, our industry, you know, we're small businesses, we're owner-operated, literally. You know, if I speak for all the designers in New Zealand, we're all there at the coalface working direct with the clothes every day of our working lives. It's the beauty of it, you know, it's been the beauty of it, because that's the thing. First and foremost, I'm a maker. That's what I'll continue. I've been making things my whole life.
What are you going to make now? I can't I can't see you putting your feet up. That's the thing.
No, certainly not. As I said, we've got the year to get through, and then we look to what happens next and what we know. We're real adventurers. We want to get out and have adventures. We've got a son who's backpacking at the moment, just as we did 35, 40 years ago. So I'm just going out with a backpack to have adventures. And then I just want to be able to create for the pure joy and just start clean slate, just create and make.
Let me quote something else to you from the Sunday Star Times last year. Dahl, that ship has sailed. Fashion Week falls a long way from its glory days. Kate Sylvester gave a polished performance as she marked 30 years, true to form with her signature tailoring paired with rock and roll beats. But overall, the whispers from the front row were in unison. Things have changed. So a good time to go as well as what we think. I mean, the thrill is gone maybe along with some of the money, but has it? What state is the fashion industry in?
Times are tough at the moment for business, there's no doubt about that. All over the news at the moment. But we've weathered that before, you know. We've navigated the global financial
GFC.
Yes, that one. People, we navigated that. Any business, it doesn't matter whether it's the fashion business or any other businesses will weather this. There are always the challenging times in business, and we're navigating, you know, the current situation really well as a business. It's purely for us. This is about our time in our careers, and it's our time to move on. And my feeling about the quote about Fashion Week is that I would disagree with that quote. I think Fashion Week's still incredibly important. It's this amazing chance for designers to really be creative, to have some fun. It's a really important event for the industry, and there's really fantastic talent to put on those shows. It's really important. You know, we're just one of many.
Yeah, undeniably, mm-hmm, Kate. But mm-hmm, and everyone still talks about fashion. It's just as important. I mean, I can hear it in the office every day. But mm-hmm, what will the market look like in 5-10 years, even if we emerge from this nasty time? What will happen mm-hmm to fashion? Because it seems that, especially with fast fashion mm-hmm and throwaway fashion, it seems that the game has fundamentally changed.
Oh, it absolutely. It has changed. It's changed so much in the time that we've... Because, you know, when we started out, there was no fast fashion. The whole concept didn't exist.
Yeah.
And back when we started, I mean, we're fashion. It's all about moving on to the new thing. So we're an industry that really responds to change, adapts really well, pivots, progresses. So it's fashion. The fashion industry is constantly always in a state of evolution, and finding a new way forward, I think, is really exciting.
Is it also more exhausting in the industry as a whole now with sustainability considerations and sourcing materials? And you've got e-commerce mm-hmm now, you've got internet retail.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, everything's done in New Zealand on a smaller scale. Mm-hmm. That must add a lot of stress
to
the loads of designers.
It does. The way that I look at it is that, you know, we're a business trying to evolve, but we started 30 years ago. For businesses starting now, it's quite a different concept because you start with sustainability as one of your core pillars. Any new business has to build that way.
Is it going to squeeze New Zealand designers into an even more niche market, you know, reducing the size range, going for the upper end mm-hmm because of the overseas competition, which can do everything much more cheaply? I know that fast fashion is always cheaper, mm-hmm, but is that a kind of permanent state of affairs that's going to change the kind of fashion you've been in?
We're seeing young designers like Wynne Hamlin and Paris Georgia. They have this amazing reach, global reach now, that's really exciting, that does give you more scope. That's a really exciting thing about what designers can do now. They can reach everywhere.
Is there one other difference? Let's go back to the beginning. Your parents, particularly mm-hmm your mum, mm-hmm, were quite influential. She taught you to sew.
Yes.
Does that happen mm-hmm as much?
What I think what's really positive is that it's happening again. There's this amazing return to craft. And so all around me now, there are, you know, women, well, people sewing again, knitting again. I've been learning to knit, to crochet, to that. And I guess, and that's a real resurgence that I find really positive.
You were a teenage rebel mm-hmm to quite an extent. Fashion is rebellious, isn't mm-hmm it? I mean, proper fashion, changing mm-hmm fashions, mm-hmm, that's the raison d'etre. It changes, isn't
yes,
that the spirit of it?
That's it. And that's, and that is what I love about it. And that's why I think it's really important to keep it. I mean, we've just got to remember people have always worn clothes, created clothes, and loved to embellish and to dress. And so it's you know, it's as old as humans to put on something fancy. And so our industry will just keep evolving.
Are there any mm-hmm trends over the years that you hated?
No, and again, like... Absolutely, there have been. We had this whole thing for years. We were frown on brown. And what I love is as soon as you voice that, you know that within 2, 3, 4 years, you're going to be loving it. So it's all gone round and round and round.
Why have you liked roses? I think that goes back to your mum as
that,
well.
Oh, absolutely does. My mother was a rose gardener. She was a pioneer old-fashioned roses gardener, created Heritage Roses New Zealand, and I grew up in the most incredible, beautiful rose garden, and that really shaped me. It's, you know, it made me who I am to be in that, to be in such an incredibly creative environment.
Wayne, after he had recovered from that dreadful accident that you've described, tell us about meeting him, because wasn't it actually a rare case of love at first sight?
Oh, it absolutely was. Yeah. Fate. Yes. We were students. We were 20 years old. And it's literally the corniest thing. I turned up at a party at a friend's house. It was, you know, great, fun night. Looked across the room. And I just knew, I knew I was looking at my future.
I can hear Some Enchanted Evening playing in my head. So it was like that.
It's, yeah.
And for him as well.
Yeah.
There was a marriage made in heaven, really.
Mm-hmm. Except we never got round to that bit.
No, that's right. How did you get noticed, first of all? What was the big break?
In the late 90s, we put on a show called Brighton Rock, where the models walked along a table kicking the china off into the audience.
Oh, that sounds good.
And we had Cate Blanchett in the audience, and she got broken china flew all over her lap. But being her, she thought it was great. And that at the end of that show, we had Barney's, Bergdorf Goodman, and what was the other one? There was another American department store all bidding to buy the collection. So because that was just incredibly important for us.
Most women think about fashion differently from most men.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be true?
Yes.
I've never quite worked out what the difference is. It's certainly more attention paid, but it's also how you will wear it through your day.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot more deliberation, it seems. Mm-hmm. Is that what goes on?
Yes, we did. I mean, we did menswear for a little while.
Yes.
And men are just so conservative and timid, and your cheapskates, you won't spend the money. And I found menswear frustrating. Women are much braver and really appreciate the joy of dressing.
Are the larger sized women in New Zealand, you know, 16 or over, are they being catered to enough by designers?
Oh, well, it's absolutely changing, and that's a really positive thing too. Like, you know, once upon a time, years ago, no, they weren't at all.
Yeah.
But, and that is really evolving now, so that the fashion is way more inclusive than it ever used to be, which is, again, so, you know, there are real positives in the changes that have happened in fashion.
Why are ethical supply chains so difficult, seemingly so difficult? Just because they're over there and hard to investigate.
Yeah, because that's absolutely crucial, yeah. And for a business like ours, we have so many different tendrils. Again, that's, you know, it's much easier to have a really clean supply chain if you keep it simple.
What are you most proud of? I mean, is it Jacinda Ardern wearing the Kate Sylvester dress at her swearing-in, or is it lots of little moments? What are you most proud of?
It's definitely the little moments, and that's that I know that will continue. It's those, you know, the women, talking to women in the street, seeing my clothes in the street, that's the that's the absolute highlight of my career.
I am heartbroken, says actor Melanie Lynskey on Instagram, hearing the news. Hilary Barry's been wearing you on screen and showing too much skin on one occasion. Could you not have added more cloth?
But she looked fantastic.
Enjoy the oysters. And also, don't forget there are flounders in the Mangawhai estuary.
They are very elusive. We've tried and failed to track them down.
I'm told they can't swim backwards. That's how you catch them. But I suppose you know all that. All the best with whatever you are going to set your sights on doing next. And people will be interested to see what you do. Lovely of you to come in and talk about. Even though it's a sad occasion, lovely of you to come in and have a chat.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's been lovely.
Kate Sylvester.